People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. A while ago, a listener named Jock wrote in and asked this. You know those pecs that go all the way to the neck and look like two giant squares with nipples? Well, how do I get those? Now, this is an interesting way of describing them, but not all that inaccurate when I think about it. The muscles in the pectoral region do form a square, or more of a rectangle, on either side of your sternum if you combine all four of them equally. Now, the four muscles that we consider to be our pecs include the pectoralis major, the pectoralis minor, the serratus anterior, and the subclavius. Now, let's look at each one of those separately. The pectoralis major is a large and fan-shaped muscle and is comprised of a sternal head and a clavicular head. It is also the muscle that is closest to the skin, and it is used to adduct and medially rotate the upper arm. Now, the pectoralis minor is just under the pectoralis major, and it forms part of the anterior wall of the axilla region. And it is mostly used to stabilize your scapula by drawing it against your thoracic wall. Now, it should be noted that even though the pec is divided into these two parts, there are actually six separate sets of muscle fibers in the pectoralis muscle. Now, this is important because these sets of fibers allow separate positions of the muscle to be moved independently by our nervous system. And this is one of the reasons why our arms are so useful and powerful at many angles and in many different positions. Now, the next muscle is the serratus anterior, and it originates at the first to eighth rib at either side of our chest, and it inserts along the entire anterior length of the medial border of the scapula, and it is used to rotate the scapula, which basically allows our arms to be raised over 90 degrees. And the final muscle is the subclavius, and that one is a small muscle located directly under the clavicle, running horizontally, and it's mostly used to anchor and depress the clavicle. Okay, that's it for the anatomy lesson. Now, let's talk about why a strong chest is actually important. Now, as you can guess, your chest muscles are important for many everyday things, including being responsible for flexing your upper arm when you swim, moving your arm inward when you're riding a bike, rotating your arm bone toward your body while you walk or run, and also simply taking a deep breath. Every day, we use the pectoral muscles to do things like pushing a heavy door open, heaving a heavy load of laundry over your head, washing your hair even, or simply getting out of bed. Even though they're not exerting the primary force, your pecs are even active when you're picking a bag up off the floor or throwing a ball or pushing a grocery cart. Because of those everyday actions, and a whole lot more, getting a stronger chest is advantageous, whether you're a power lifter, a weight lifter, an endurance athlete, a mum, a nurse, a bus driver, or a fitness podcaster. Also, whether you are a guy or a girl, a strong, defined upper body is something that can help you look good in your business suit or your birthday suit. And you don't have to be the size of someone like Terry Crews either. Simply increasing the tone of the muscles and lowering the percentage of body fat over top of them, even just a little bit, can make a noticeable difference. Now, in a previous Get Fit Guy article about how to reduce a thing called gynecomastia, which is the medical term referring to increased breast tissue in men, well, you learned that there are a few things you can do to help. The first one is to speak to your doctor, because hormone imbalances and pharmaceutical drug side effects are common causes of this condition. And the second thing you can do is wear compression garments. Wearing compression sportswear, such as supportive t-shirts, can help with comfort and reduce pain and rubbing while exercising. And finally, modifying your diet, especially when it comes to alcohol, added sugars, and processed fats, can really help. There's also a gene called the GDF-8 gene, and that gene is our body's regulator of a substance called myostatin. Now, myostatin controls the amount of muscles we have on our body, and also how big our muscles develop naturally without any supplementary help. The base level of myostatin in the majority of us make it possible to build some muscles, but it makes it quite difficult to naturally build those big bulky muscles that some women and men fear, no matter how heavy a weight we lift. Now let's talk about the importance of angles. Now let's start here. Your muscle's main job is to move your skeleton. The human body has over 600 muscles, and those muscles make up about 40% of our body weight. Each muscle is made up of thousands or tens of thousands of small musculus fibers, and each of the muscle fibers is made up of tiny strands of fibrils. Each of those muscle fibers and fibrils is commanded by a nerve, which makes it contract or relax. Now, when we exercise a muscle or a muscle group, it is important to come at each one and its corresponding fibers and fibrils from all the angles at which our bones can move. If you do this, you can alter the muscles or parts of the muscle, in the case of the pectorals, and how it is used to move your skeleton. Now, changing the angle of exercise means that you're changing how your body moves the weights through space, and this can alter the tension and the range of motion of the muscles. Now, for this reason, if you really want to get a super defined chest, like our question asker does, you are going to want to go at your chest from all the angles possible. In practical terms, this means that you want to press from all angles. So on a weekly basis, you'll do incline, decline, and flat chest pressing so that you attack your muscles from all those angles. Also do exercises like decline push-ups and incline bench press and dumbbell chest press. You will also want to do an exercise called a fly. The chest exercise, known as flies, really help to develop your inner pec muscles. These inner muscles are not targeted by presses, and there are many fun and challenging variations of the fly that you can try. Machine chest flies, decline dumbbell flies, flat dumbbell flies, seated cable flies, and standing cable flies are all great options. When you do flies, make sure to stay inside your comfortable range of motion, though. As the weights you are using increase, it can become quite easy to injure your shoulders if you lose control of that weight. Now let's talk about the importance of posture. Slouched shoulders can make your chest look droopy. So when you're working hard on getting a defined chest, you'll also want to include shoulder exercises like seated rows, single arm rows, pull downs, and pull ups. Weak and rounded shoulders can make your chest look concave and can really do a disservice to all that hard work. Now, in my article called Four Ways to Improve Your Posture, I listed a few more helpful ways to lose that slouch, and here's a little summary. Number one, stretch and loosen your pushing muscles. A tight chest or pushing muscles can come from sitting at a desk for several hours with your hands on a keyboard, or from riding your well-aligned bike in the arrow or the drop position, or doing strength training, or even from swimming. The problem is that once your chest is tight, these muscles can pull you forward into a rounded back slouch. And if you have some tight pushing muscles, stretching them out on a regular basis is a good place to start. And number two is to work on your core. When you're walking down the street, riding your bike, swimming, or just sitting at your desk, the one thing that happens right before you start to slouch is that your core, well, it poops out. If your core is strong, it takes a load off of your shoulders, which allows you to display much better posture for much longer. And number three is to do something that I call hang loose. And to do that, you just imagine that you have a string coming out the top of your head. Now, one end of that string is running all the way down your spine and attaching to your coccyx or your tailbone. Now, the other end is attached to a large helium balloon and is floating above your head. And you, my little marionette, are standing straight and tall, stacked nicely above your heels in between. Now, before we get to my chiseled chest workout, let's talk about increasing muscle definition. Increasing muscle definition is the simple process of increasing muscle mass and decreasing body fat, especially the fat between the skin and the muscle called the subcutaneous fat. Doing these two things in concert is what creates defined muscles that you can see, no matter how big or small they are. But of course, bigger muscles will show sooner and more. Now, before we go on, I want to add that while muscle definition isn't an actual measure of better fitness or better health, I totally understand the desire to show off the hard work you've done. Just promise me that you won't let this desire carry you too far. Being too lean can lead to issues like amenorrhea, low sex drive, disordered eating, lowered bone density, and a host of other problems. So be careful. All right, as always, I won't leave you wondering where the heck to start on this pec-building journey, so here is a basic workout that you can modify to fit your needs. Now, this is the order that I would do the workout in, but you should reorder it based on your weakest to strongest movements. Now, if you do it the other way around, strongest to weakest, you may not see the gains where you need them the most. So, here we go. Number one, incline dumbbell bench press. Now, the main benefit of performing incline presses is to develop the upper portion of the pectoral muscles. And then number two is the flat dumbbell bench press. Now, flat bench press activates both heads of the pectorals evenly, which makes this exercise great for overall chest strengthening. Then number three is straight bar dips. Now, if done properly, dips, I mean, any dips, will increase the strength and mobility in your chest, your shoulders, arms, and core. Then number four is incline dumbbell flies. And this exercise targets the sternal heads of your pectoralis major muscles and also strengthens your deltoids, your biceps, your triceps, your wrist flexors, and your brachialis muscles. And number five is any type of postural or pulling exercises. Now, you can mix this up each time you do it, choosing between seated rows, single arm rows, pull downs, or even pull ups. And the final exercise, number six, is high to low cable crossovers. Now, this is a great finishing exercise if you do it to failure, and it can help you burn out and break down your pectoralis major and your pectoralis minor. And here's a pro tip. Cross your hands in front of your body to get a more full range of motion out of this exercise. Now, if you're doing a chest-only workout, you'll only need to do this once per week. And if you're simply working chest exercises into a full body workout, well, you can hit the chest 3 times per week. But make sure to allow for about 48 hours of recovery between those workouts. Now, I know I've said it before and I will say it again. This podcast is called Get Fit Guy, not Get Ripped Guy or Get Jacked Guy for a reason. Fitness is all about being able to move through this world with as few limitations as possible. While looking good in or out of a t-shirt can be a nice side effect of fitness, please don't confuse good health with a magazine cover physique. They are not one and the same. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong. I'm the Get Fit Guy. Asking you, what are you waiting for? Go get a strong chest.